Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in our next guest, Kim Harkness, board member, Michigan Sportsman Against Hunger, and a food sourcer for the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Well, just fine. Tell us a little bit about the Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger, Sportsmen and Sportswomen Against Hunger, and what is happening with some of the venison from this hunting season.
Well, Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger is a all nonprofit board, and what we do is we work with processors and hunters across the state to take that successful deer hunt that you have, get it processed, and then get it to the agencies to help those in need in our local communities. And this is a statewide venture that we're doing.
Now, you were out Monday on opening day, right?
I sure was.
All right. And were you successful?
Unfortunately, no.
No. I know a lot of people who have been more successful than they want to be, but their weapon of choice has been a vehicle. The deer are really streaming around our neighborhood.
Oh, they're just going crazy this year. I mean, I see so many things on the side of the road, it's sad.
Yeah. In terms of mid-Michigan, where we are here in Lansing, how much hunting takes place within, say, a 90-minute radius?
How much hunting?
Yeah. Would you say that this is a very prime area for the deer population, or do most people have to go up north or to other parts of the state?
Oh, personally, I think it's prime area. I see stuff every single day out in my backyard. I live out in the Leslie community, and so I see stuff everywhere, and I hear people being very successful. Family members, friends have been successful on opening day, so I think we have some great hunting around here.
Michigan leads the nation in hunting license sales and has helped the working poor. Children from 1975 to 1995, and the generous hunters, farmers, processors, and volunteers have helped facilitate a tremendous amount of wild game donations. Tell us what happens. Take us through the process, if you would, Kim, from the time that a deer would be shot and then brought to you and then brought on through the processors to the people who eventually would need it.
Well, once you get your deer and you take it to one of our processors that's part of our program, they're going to ask you, would you like to donate this to Sportsmen Against Hunger? And all you have to do is say yes, and that's all you need to do. We reimburse the processor for taking that venison, processing it for us, and what they do is they grind it all into burger.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, you're doing that, but that is the most effective, cost-effective, and easy way to distribute that out to folks, because burger can be used for everything, chili, tacos, whatever. So then it gets processed. The local processor will give me a call or one of our local agencies. They'll come on in and pick it up and then turn right around and distribute it to a family in need in that community.
All right. For those who have never had venison, believe it or not, there are still some people who have not had that taste. Can you describe the difference between deer meat and beef?
I would have to say it's a lot leaner. A lot of folks don't realize how lean the meat is from venison, and actually quite healthy for you. I think the taste, it's a rich taste. And a lot of people have a misconception that it's going to be this wild, gamey taste. But, you know, it's got a nice flavor to it, just a rich flavor, and that's my personal perception on it.
All right. How much deer meat comes from an average-sized deer?
Average-sized deer, there's about 45, 50 pounds.
45, 50 pounds. So if you decide that you want to participate in this program, is it possible that you can have a piece of that deer, or do you have to donate all of it and you never see it again?
Oh, no. You can say, hey, I'd like to donate a pound or two and, you know, still keep some for yourself, but then also share in that bounty that you've taken and help your neighbor and just give us a little bit of it. Every little bit adds up and helps our families.
Sure. And when you think about the waste that happens so often with the food supplies for those who are in abundance, as opposed to the need for those who would be very, very grateful to have some venison burgers or to have the kind of supply that they can then put into to other dishes, and really help stretch their food over the holidays. It's a tremendous way for sportsmen to become involved in the community and to help out long after their hunt is over.
Oh, most definitely. And sportsmen and women in our state, well, actually everywhere, are generous. They're wanting to keep the habitat great. They're wanting to keep our hunting great. They want to keep our communities successful. So, you know, not only are they giving back to the state of Michigan by being here and hunting and purchasing a license and everything else that goes with it, they're helping our communities get strong and healthy by donating venison.
I have to tell you, when I started teaching in Lapeer many, many, many years ago, I had no idea about hunting. And I thought, well, who hunts? And I found out over the years that everyone hunts, and who doesn't might be a better question.
Mm-hmm. Well, the number that I got from a couple of folks I've been talking to, that's about 700,000 hunters in our state. That's a lot of folks that are really out there and enjoying what we have here in Michigan.
700,000 hunters out there.
Yeah, that's the number that I have been seeing.
Well, if even a fraction of them are successful and a fraction of them are donating to Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger, it's going to help stretch a long way, and it's going to help alleviate the problems we've been talking about today with the Greater Lansing Food Bank and other concerns. Kim, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and good luck if you get a chance to get back out there.
Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
All right.